T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here we go on a Wednesday on the Hochman and Crowder simulcast extravaganza.
Special Wednesday.
Feels like a Friday almost, doesn't it?
Birthday Wednesday.
Oh, birthday Wednesday.
Yeah, all that crazy.
52, baby. 52 divine years old.
Oh, look, a day over 52.
That's a lot of years, man.
Is that how the saying goes?
52 for me, yes. 52 is a lot of years.
Happy birthday, bro.
We thank everyone that listened to the Loco Hour from 2 till 3 on 560 WQAM. And we welcome in our listeners now on 790 The Ticket, as we do every afternoon. You finish listening to Jim Rome, and then here we are until 6 o'clock. And if you missed the first hour, so we're bringing on some guests on the show today, kind of in the spirit of Thanksgiving, where we're kind of focusing on some of the charitable endeavors that the different teams down here do. And we don't have time to bring on all the teams. I don't have someone coming on from the Miami Hurricanes. We goof on FIU, but there's a lot of charitable endeavor there. And, you know, I just, the Marlins, I just don't have enough time in the show because we want to get to our regular nonsense as well. But in the 2 o'clock hour, not only did we bring on Jason Jenkins from the Dolphins, who's a senior vice president, but really spearheads a lot of their charitable endeavors. We played at the end of the hour there, just a little best of clip, you know, 4 minutes long, Solana pretending he'd never heard of Lucky Number 7 before because he has no problem lying in any situation at any time.
Bingo.
One of the things that I wanted to do today, though, during the show, is try to sprinkle some of that stuff in. So we'll do that. We'll have our headlines. We'll, you know, we're just having fun today.
Yeah.
I think, you know, if you're at the office like we are, you're probably just counting down till
a four-day weekend.
Yeah, a four-day weekend. Or, you know, our office closed at 1 o'clock, so it's been closed for a couple hours, and we're just here, and we're, you know, like, you're our friends. We're just goofing around now. We'll have some laughs. We'll have some headlines. We'll have some guests. We'll play a little What Say You. I mean, we'll do our thing. Now, tomorrow, speaking of best of, so tomorrow on 790 The Ticket, tomorrow's Thanksgiving Day. I know most of you will probably be watching football. I will. But if you are so inclined and you want to laugh to some of our favorite moments, from 3 till 6 on 790 The Ticket tomorrow, you'll have a best of Hawk and Crowder, hosted by Alejandro Solana himself. And then Friday, Black Friday, we are off, but Alex Dono will be filling in for us from, actually, there's a couple of scheduling, you know, points up in the air based on what the Hurricanes do in this basketball tournament, but Dono will definitely be on for us on 790 The Ticket, and his time on 560 WQAM will be determined. So we have a lot of stuff to get to. What happened, Steven? What happened to Solana? He ran out of that side of the studio. He's supposed to deliver headlines now. He ran out.
I just saw him calling me over, and then he was on the phone. He said, just watch the board for a bit. But now I don't know where his headlines are, so I'm kind of worried.
Yeah, no, it doesn't matter. Do you have the 305 alarm? I'm going to need that in about 10 seconds. But I don't know what happened. He got on the phone. We had a phone incident with him in the 2 o'clock hour.
What's this guy doing?
But this was on his cell phone. He got on the phone and then ran off. I don't know where he went.
Hey.
Oh, I see where he went.
305.
I see him walking with a cake.
Bless
I don't want a cake.
Dale.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Hey, birthday.
I don't want a
man.
Cake. I remember one time you did a dance for me, and if you do that again,
you want one of those?
I'm punching you in the face.
Had on boots.
You remember
tights.
That?
Yeah, the old station.
Crowder disappeared from the show.
Gave him a little lap dance?
Yeah. Disappeared. He disappeared, pretended like he had a stripper coming in, and then he appeared with a, I don't want a cake, but thank you.
Look at this!
What I got? Spaghetti! That's what I wanted. Everybody knew I wanted spaghetti.
Hey, that's beautiful.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Hawken. Happy birthday.
Even Lupe is outside the glass waving. How sweet of her. All right, let me make a wish. Should I make the wish out loud?
No, no. No.
Please don't shut down the Hard Rock Gambling app. Hey! Thank you, guys. That's so very nice. Thank you, Anna. Hi, Lupe. She doesn't want to be on any kind of screen, any kind of anywhere. Did you know this cake was coming, Crowder?
Maybe.
I mean, you guys are very special. Thank you, Solana. On Instagram Live? All right, there you go. If you follow the Ticket Miami or 790 the Ticket on Instagram, you could see the birthday cake and celebration live. Thank you, guys.
There was a candle and everything.
Very nice. Yeah. Lit candles that say 52.
I brought a lighter for no reason. Solana told me to bring one.
The cake says happy birthday, Mark. Like, this was thought out in advance. I mean, this was really special. Thank you. And Crowder, you know, yesterday we had a conversation on the show about ingesting microplastics because Solana got me all insane now about drinking water out of plastic bottles that I don't even know, like, there's sprinkles on this cake. What is that? That's plastic, I think. Like, I don't even know if I should eat this. But Crowder brought me 4 giant bottles of Perrier glass. So that I could now have glass bottles
there
to refill during the week so I could drink my water out of a glass bottle instead of a plastic bottle.
We watch out for you.
Tell you what, that is so nice. And thank you, Solana, for this spaghetti. You know how much I love spaghetti. And
tried to make your birthday special. We got
you
your favorite
you
ice cream cake.
You absolutely did.
We got your favorite.
Oh, is that what this is, an ice cream cake?
Yeah.
I hate ice cream cake. I mean, that is really the worst form of cake.
We got to bust it open during the break, though. Now, you're going to see.
All right.
That's the good stuff.
All right. Thank you. That was very kind. I didn't know where. So where did you disappear to? Like, was the cake being delivered? Did you Uber Eats a cake?
I had to explain to you how the phone works in the last hour. I have to explain to you how to keep an ice cream cake cold now as well.
No, but why didn't you get it from the switchover from when we go to commercial break at 2:55 and then we start at 3? I was a little alarmed that you ran off on the phone. I thought maybe something happened with Eduardo.
Got you. You got him.
I got you.
Got him.
All right.
That's
this
nice.
This is fantastic. Spaghetti's wrapped in plastic, though, and I'm wondering if there's...
Well, you know. If we're getting to the end of the celebration, I don't think you got the memo. You don't the cake anymore. You wave your hand over it.
Oh, did I blow on the cake?
You the cake.
I did, didn't I?
Yeah, I knew we were celebrating.
Wow.
I didn't want to call
that
you
is
out.
Such a faux pas in 2021.
You got to wave your hand over it.
I blew on the cake.
It's ice cream cake.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't eat that.
Slice that top layer off.
I think
I'm
I have Tay-Sachs, and I don't know if that's... I mean, you won't catch it. But I...
You told me what Tay-Sachs was.
all right, let's get headlines. Let's get headlines here.
I'll deal with that taste.
Alejandro Solana.
They're sponsored by Golf Miami-Dade with 5 convenient courses. Book your tee time today at golfmiamidade.com. Feel free to have a slice, by the way. I mean, just try it. Just dig in, you know. Feel free.
With what?
Oh, we're going to bust it open in this break.
You know, I don't think I bought utensils.
Yeah,
so.
I'm not going to cut it with my hand. I already blew on the candles. Steven's going to go find something.
Good man.
The Heat, they beat the Pistons 192, and then they'll play again tonight versus the T-Wolves.
All right, very good. You can hear the Heat game tonight on 790 The Ticket.
The Flyers, they'll be in South Florida tonight because the Panthers play host to them at 7 p.m. from FLA Live Arena.
That's right. Panthers game you can hear tonight on 560 WQAM. Do we know who's in goal yet?
I haven't seen who's in goal today.
Let me take a look-see.
I know who's in the house. The birthday boy.
I will be there.
Yeah, if y'all see him, say happy birthday.
You won't see me. I'm going to be ensconced in my suite. You will not see me.
Ooh, big man. Don't show out. Who'll show out on us? See you walking in, maybe. See. You know, headed up north.
Special entrance.
We have a special entrance, don't we?
Yeah. I don't know if I can find a goalie for tonight yet. I don't see anyone yet.
It's your birthday. Who do you want in goal? Just call him.
I would prefer Sergei Bobrovsky in goal tonight.
You heard him? Plagan?
Oh, no, it is. It's Sergei Bobrovsky in goal. Look how fast David Dvork has it there.
Look how fast that worked.
All right. Very good.
Tomorrow, Canes Hoops. They'll play Dayton, 12 p.m. at the ESPN Invitational up at the Wide World of Sports. And then your Thanksgiving NFL schedule for tomorrow, 12:30, Lions, Bears. Chicago's a 3-point favorite. At 4:30, Cowboys, Raiders. Dallas is a 7.5-point favorite. And then the late game, 8:20 p.m. kickoff, Saints, Bills, Buffalo, a 6-point favorite.
Somebody wants to know via text, is this a Kirkland cake?
Carvel.
Oh, pop, pop. Fudgy the Whale?
Fudgy the Whale.
Cookie Puss? We got to give that to Don Bailey Jr.
I think we did.
Did we?
Yeah, we gave him the Fudgy the Whale theme song last year.
We did?
Yeah.
Do you have that commercial? The old Carvel commercial? See if you have it back there. That's a funny commercial.
We gave him Cookie Puss, but he wasn't.
Did we? Are you sure?
We tried. He wasn't with it.
Fudgy the Whale is back. That's a whale of a cake for a whale of a dad at your participating Carvel ice cream store. Yep. And this year, your Carvel dealer makes them loaded with fudge and nuts. And you can get Fudgy with an ocean to serve 20 people. But if you want to send Fudgy the Whale to a whale of a dad anywhere in the Carvel territory, you call the phone number that you see here. Thank you. And have a happy day, Dad.
Look at that. Tom Carvel making an appearance on the show today.
Oh, that was Tom Carvel.
That was Tom Carvel.
I was going to ask why they had a guy with a speech impediment doing a commercial.
Tom Carvel knew how to throw down some ice cream.
Bet he did.
Where's the man for a whale of a dad?
A whale of a dad. Anything else, Solana?
Big old tongue on Tom.
Now, Solana, if I sent this cake home with you, would you guys bake it? I want to play that today. I really want to play
came
that.
In,
why?
Thank it.
Why?
Oh, come on. We cake. We have a cake here. I think it's
cake,
lining right
it
up.
Makes sense. Why?
Saturday, UM plays Duke, 12:30 p.m., their regular season finale.
Yep.
And then Sunday, Dolphins look for their fourth consecutive dub. They host Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers, 1 p.m.
That would be excellent if they could string together four in a row, man.
Slow down, Cam.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7, 866-954. More right now. Cloudy, 72 degrees. Tonight, the lows, it'll drop into the mid-50s across South Florida.
Woo! Hockey night in Florida. How about that?
Yep.
Feel like hockey.
That's your weather.
All right. So in the next segment, so in the 2 o'clock hour, we talked with Jason Jenkins, a senior vice president with the Miami Dolphins, about some of their charitable endeavors. We kind of want to make sure that we shine a little bit of light on charity during this Thanksgiving holiday. So in the next segment, John Colombo, he's the senior director of the Panthers Foundation. Talked a lot of Florida Panthers in this segment here. John Colombo is the senior director for the Panthers Foundation, so I thought we'd ask him a couple questions about how the Panthers are involved with the community and how listeners, you know, can help out the Panthers Foundation and be an active participant in their charitable endeavors. So we'll do that, and then maybe we can get to the cake segment. and then we can all have a good laugh. You know, lucky number 7. Well, I've never heard of that.
He's a liar.
Really amazing.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
In the 2 o'clock hour, we spoke with Jason Jenkins from the Miami Dolphins about their charitable endeavors, which are many. And on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline now, John Colombo. He's the senior director of the Panthers Foundation and Community Relations. And if you were listening in the 2 o'clock hour, Crowder and I, we've mentioned that kind of the getting into the Thanksgiving spirit. We wanted to give thanks to some of the local sports franchises because they do great work in the community throughout the entire year. It's not just this time of year, but this is the time of the year that everybody's thinking about being charitable. As if you were listening to the show yesterday, you know Solana paid it forward by buying someone's lunch at Chipotle because they were turning this person away because they didn't have change to give him. And the guy had already ordered his food and he didn't speak any English. And Solana came in like a hero. And
good people do good things.
And what did we say on the show yesterday? Do something nice. Like, yes, do something nice for somebody. I got a tweet from a guy named Chandler. Tweeted you and I. On a family road trip, stopped at a gas station in Jacksonville. A family was there asking people for $5 for gas. I didn't have cash, but I went inside and filled their tank. Pay it forward.
That's nice.
That's exactly what we were talking about yesterday. Yep. But anyway, Florida Panthers, they do great work all year long. Panthers Foundation is very active, and John Colombo is the senior director, and he's joining us now. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. How's it going today?
We're good. We're trying to, you know, shine a light on some of the great community endeavors, charitable endeavors. So give our listeners, I have a list of them, and I'm a big Panthers fan, and so is Crowder. So is Solana, to be quite honest. I have a list of all the different things the Panthers Foundation does. I know you've got an event this Saturday for the foundation at Funky Buddha, which is a partner of ours. Mm-hmm. In fact, I'm going. I've got the suite for the Panthers game tonight, and Ryan and KC from Funky Buddha are joining me for my birthday in the suite. So give us a couple examples, John, of what the Panthers Foundation does so listeners can know how active and involved the Florida Panthers are in the community.
Yeah, I think the Panthers, obviously, like you said, we're all trying to do good work all year long. And I think for us, you know, the holidays is the perfect time to really, you know, drive that message home and get out there and really help out. You know, this month, you know, our primary focus has obviously been, you know, the food insecurity issues throughout South Florida. You know, we partner with Harvest Drive and we partner with Urban League to do food distributions with Harvest Drive. We had hosted two food drives here at the arena, and then we were able to distribute food for 2,500 families in Broward County. And then with Urban League earlier this week, we were able to go out there, hand out some Thanksgiving meals, and really be able to drive home some impact there. And, you know, it just kind of continues right into the month of December with our Angel Trees. Our staff actually volunteers to collect toys for kids, and that is capped off too on 12/4 with our toy drive that we have pregame out on the JetBlue tarmac. So, you know, just throughout the year, really trying to do stuff, but especially around the holidays, really just trying to make an impact here.
And John, how do you come, you know, how do you find the groups that you help out, donate to? The food thing, because that's something the Dolphins as well were doing, because with the COVID and, you know, people losing their jobs, that was a big thing going on. But how do you figure out what group and who are you going to help with your philanthropic efforts?
Honestly, on our end, we're very lucky to have really great partners. One of our longest standing partnerships is with Harvest Drive. So we've always worked with them. And one of their big things is they get into the schools, they deal with the social workers, and they really are able to identify those families, especially around these times, you know, these families that get free and reduced lunches and breakfasts and things like that. When the kids aren't in school, they don't have those meals. So I think, you know, for us, it's a really crucial time to make sure that they're going home with 2 weeks worth of food, so that while they're sitting at home, not in school, they're able to have some food. So we're really lucky to have those partners and really be able to have them help us identify those families in need and those organizations that really, you know, can use it the most.
Again, John Colombo, he's the senior director of the Panthers Foundation and Community Relations. And can you just speak on how important it is to the Florida Panthers? And I'm talking about, you know, to Vinny Viola and Doug Cifu and Matt Caldwell, the CEO. How important is it that the Panthers are extremely active in the community?
I think it's that the first and foremost thing that they want to be is known as a community team. the on-ice performance, obviously, they can't control, but our impact on the community is something we can control. So, you know, whether it's veterans, whether it's the endangered Florida Panther, and whether it's growing, you know, youth hockey in South Florida, I think their primary objective is just to make sure that we are stewards in the community and that we're really giving back, not just in the holidays times, but 365 days a year. So their goal is just to kind of make South Florida a better place. And I think, you know, from the top down, it's always been a message drilled home to us that, you know, we have the full support of ownership and the executives to really come through and make a huge impact.
And with the players, from the players' standpoint, like how gung-ho are they? Like, you know, going out, do they volunteer? Do you ask them to help? Like, bringing players out and having them involved, like, what's that process with the Panthers?
Yeah, I mean, the players are second to none. I think hockey guys you'll find are just some of the most down-to-earth guys in the business. And, like, for us, you know, they never say no. You know, they're out there helping us collect toys, helping us collect food. They volunteer a few times a year. They're also very active donating back into this community, buying suites for some of our nonprofit partners. We'll have a few out here actually tonight. We'll have the Boys and Girls Club, and we'll have Deliver the Dream, which is a veterans organization we work with. And that's courtesy of the players just doing it out of their own pocket. You know, Sergei Bobrovsky's done a really tremendous job with us and really, really focused on the community. And he does it so quietly, and you wouldn't even know it, but, you know, he purchases a suite every single night for those kids and, you know, really just wants it to go back and introduce some kids to the game of hockey and give them a really great experience that they otherwise might not have.
Yeah, that's cool. That's why we're having these guys on today, so that people can understand just how involved, because sometimes you lose track. You don't realize just how involved teams are in the community. And I will tell you, when I go to Panthers games, which is often, I generally buy some 50-50 tickets, and I know half of that or whatever goes to the Panthers Foundation. I'm just wondering, John, when I can expect to win. It seems like it's been years, and my number never gets called.
I think we're waiting for a big game for you, Mark. I think we're really waiting for that big one for you to pay off.
Actually, that's not how charity works, is it, Crowder? I shouldn't worry about something coming back my way, should I?
I think you get it.
I think I've lost the spirit of Thanksgiving there. But John Colombo, again, from the Panthers Foundation. The Panthers do great work, and I would direct everybody to floridapanthers.com. You will see a little tab up top that says Foundation, and you can see how you can help out in some of their different initiatives. And so for people coming to the game, did you say there was a food drive tonight?
The food drive's not tonight, but we'll have that 50-50, so you can definitely buy your tickets. And then this Saturday you can come out, and we'll have our beer fest. We have 10 breweries. Funky's going to be the headliner there, and, you know, you can come out and have some drinks and then stay and enjoy the game.
Yeah, I mean, they really do. I'm telling you, great work. And just like the Dolphins, just like the Heat, it's non-stop. The Panthers are involved non-stop, and it's thanks to guys like John Colombo, the senior director of the Panthers Foundation. Keep doing great work. We appreciate it. Have a great Thanksgiving, and let's keep that undefeated home streak alive tonight, John.
Thanks a lot, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
There you go. John Colombo from the Florida Panthers. I'm telling you, people don't realize just how active these teams are. I mean, they have directives. When you have owners like Vinny Viola and Doug Cifu, for the Dolphins, Stephen Ross, for the Heat, Mickey Arison, you know, when you have owners and that is a benchmark in what they do, they get the resources to really be involved. And the Panthers are no different. I think they do fantastic community work, and I really
they have people hired
just
that's
to do
their
that.
Job. So, Dolphins for years. Jason, we joked about it with Jason Jenkins, like all the charity stuff they've done, but he's been there 20 years, you know, doing these great events, and, you know, John and all these teams. It's the Bobrovsky thing blew my mind.
I didn't know that, right?
Like,
you buys a suite every game
to expose kids to hockey, but some guys don't want the attention, they just want to do good, but
right?
It's, you know, I don't know, oxymoronic, whatever, but I love for guys to get the attention for doing good work. They don't want the attention for
it's
doing
the
good
only
work.
Reason that I ever do anything charitable is to let people know.
I see you just told the man you want to win the 50-50. What are you doing?
Now I got to lay off the 50-50 because everyone's going to yell the fix is in if my number gets called.
I wanted to ask him for some free drink tickets this Saturday,
but
I felt bad.
I wanted to see if anybody was using Bobrovsky's suite on Saturday. Hey, John. No, there you go. John Colombo from the Panthers Foundation. They do great work. In the 4 o'clock hour, Michael McCullough from the Miami Heat. He'll join us. Do you think we'll have time in the next segment? So, although we do need to play What Say You. Should we do the cake or should we do What Say You?
We could probably do both, truthfully. Really? We could do What Say You right now, or we could do the cake right now. I think
how long is the cake segment? I thought that was like 10 minutes.
No, it's about 7 minutes, 30 seconds.
Why don't we do that in the next segment?
Okay.
We'll do that in the next segment. At the top of the 4 o'clock hour,
yeah.
Maybe we'll knock out What Say You.
Yeah, I'm sure you won't change your mind.
We might have to push it back. I don't know.
Says like, knock it out.
We'll see. We'll see if we can fit it in.
Gym.
Today,
you don't
somehow.
Knock out a gym.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
Someone tweets after the last segment, interesting that you did not mention Bruce Sherman and Derek Jeter in your comments in the last segment. You mentioned Heat, Panthers, and Dolphins, though. Any reason why not? Everybody, instead of just enjoying the charitable moment, they've got to figure out the back end agenda. There is no agenda. The Marlins, the Miami Marlins, are extremely active in the community. I said in the beginning of the 3 o'clock hour, we didn't have time to bring on representatives today from all the teams. I don't have anyone coming on from the Miami Hurricanes. The FIU Panthers do a lot of work in the community. FAU does. I can go through all the organizations, the Miami Marlins as well. The Miami Marlins are extremely community oriented. And in fact, Bruce Sherman and Derek Jeter, one of their main initiatives when they bought the team from Jeffrey Loria was we need to get more active in the community. Yeah. So there was no nefarious reason that I didn't mention Bruce Sherman and Derek Jeter. I just happened to be looking at my notes of the three guests that were coming on, so those teams were forefront in my head. There was no agenda, Luis.
Oh, you see the number? Is it a New York area code?
It's on Twitter. It's not even a text. It's on Twitter. So it's Luis. There was no hidden agenda. What does Pat Riley say, Solana?
Smiling faces with hidden agendas.
That's right. There were no smiling faces with hidden agendas. The Miami Marlins are an excellent steward of community relations in South Florida, and I applaud Bruce Sherman and Derek Jeter and everyone else that's involved yes. in the organization for what they do. Now, on to the fun stuff.
This is ridiculous.
This is ridiculous. This is truly ridiculous. And the more that I look at the cake that Solana got me here, the more I can you imagine throwing a frosted cake in an oven?
In an oven.
I mean, literally, your head would explode.
And a whole family sitting around.
The whole Solana family is sitting around. So I don't know exactly where the segment starts, where it ends, but we're just for Thanksgiving. We're gonna have a little fun.
Some important context though.
Okay,
I'm at home.
Correct.
2 weeks removed right. from my ACL surgery.
Solana has had a torn ACL. He's had surgeries doing the show from his bed. He cannot move, and to make him feel better or to do a little get well, I sent to him Chicago pizzas. He was staying at his parents' house. No. They were taking care of him. So I sent Chicago pizzas and a chocolate frosted cake from a place in Chicago that, any human would go, oh, you thaw out the cake and you eat it. Mm-hmm. But the Solanas didn't know what to do with it. But we didn't know that until, yeah.
Is genius.
So let's all listen to this together. So over the weekend, I had, because Solana got home from the hospital, I had Chicago deep dish pizzas shipped to his house to feed him and his family who's taking care of him. You're at your parents' house, right? Not at your house.
Right, yeah, I'm at my parents'
house. You can do
house.
The microphone off and on thing again, huh? You're gonna stick with that, huh?
No, I'm here.
You're gonna it's just so herky jerky because I'm like, yeah, so you're at your parents' house, right? Yeah, I'm at my parents' house.
It's ridiculous.
So I had deep dish Chicago pizzas sent to him from Lou Malnati's and some chocolate cake as well. So did you eat the deep dish pizzas?
I ate one of them. I did.
And you ate the whole deep dish pizza yourself?
Mm. I ate 3/4 of it by myself.
Really? Yeah. Wow, that's heavy duty. Yeah. And what did you think?
Oh, it was delicious.
What?
Because
you, because I, you know, you always tease me because I order in the pizzas from Chicago and it's expensive, and you're like, just drive down to Kendall. They've got deep dish pizza.
Right.
So what was better?
Yeah, Manhattan, Chicago, and Kendall has deep dish pizza, which is phenomenal, by the way.
Weird. Manhattan, which is New York, and Kendall, which is not Chicago. Strange that they have good deep dish
great
Chicago
pizza.
They do, yeah.
No, this was really good. It's frozen pizza.
Right. It's so, still shipped, you know, in, so it's not like getting it at the restaurant. Yeah.
No, but I really enjoyed it. I put a whole pie in, and me and my girlfriend were going to split it, and she ate one, like, fourth. You cut it into fours,
yeah.
And she was stuffed.
Yeah.
And I had the first and then my second piece, and then there was one more piece there.
It's the same. This is the same routine I have with Lori. Every time I order in Lou Malnati's from Chicago, I'll cut it into fourths. Then after one slice, my wife can't eat anymore. And then I can't just stare at the one piece even though I'm full. Because
right.
They're like, well, it's one piece. It's a quarter. And what about that chocolate cake? That was just part of the package. There was a package available. And so I was like, I'll give him a chocolate cake too. How was that?
Yeah, well, we haven't had it yet because, I indulged into a deep dish pizza. I ate almost the whole thing by myself.
Right,
then
you're not exercising either, so you're probably feeling like extra fat.
I know I am extra fat. I feel like I've gained back all the weight that I lost over the past couple months already, and it's only been 5 days. My parents were going to make it yesterday, but they don't know how to, like, they don't know how to make it. They don't know if they have to thaw it first because it's in the freezer. Or if they just throw it in the oven, but it's a chocolate cake. Does it go in the oven? They don't know how to do this.
No, it's a chocolate cake.
Already, yeah.
Put it on the counter, and it'll be room temperature like any other cake. And then
but it's frozen. It came frozen.
Right. So you don't eat it frozen. Put it on the counter so it thaws out so it looks like an actual chocolate cake. I thought you were doing a bit on me. He texts me.
I was on the thread.
Oh, you were on the thread.
Yes.
So he snapped me when he got the Chicago pizzas, and I snapped him back and I just said, hey, I'm going to give you a little hack. It says to cook them for 45 minutes, cook them for an hour and a half or else it's going to be runny. And I said, okay. He texts us over the weekend, do you have any hacks for the chocolate cake? And I didn't respond because I thought you were doing a bit. It's a frozen cake. What do you think? You're going to bake it? You're going to bake a cake that's frosted?
I don't know. Ask Deborah. I don't. What the hell do I know about a cake?
It already has frosting on it, right?
Of course, it's a cake. you thought about
cake?
Putting it in the oven to bake?
That's the thought out a little. maybe.
How many Solanas does it take to make a frozen cake?
Jimmy, have you ever heard of putting a frosted cake in the oven to bake?
Never.
Of course not. It's the craziest thing.
Damn, Jimmy.
Are you serious? So that wasn't a joke when you said, do you have any hacks for the chocolate cake? I thought you were kidding.
No, I think that's a normal question. I mean, it's something that's frozen. How can we best... how can we get the most out of this frozen cake?
Unfreeze it.
I don't know.
Unfreeze it. It's frozen. So
right,
that
I mean, there's several ways you can unfreeze a cake.
Oh,
I mean,
is that so? What? Throw it in the bathtub? You want to throw it in the bathtub? Unfreeze the cake?
No, I mean, you put it in the oven maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes.
You would put. I can't get past this. You would take a frosted cake that's been baked and put it in the oven.
My mom's texting me. You were never putting it in the oven. I'm not so sure about that. I'm not so sure about that, Deborah, because I think there was a conversation with my dad about maybe, you know, heating up the oven for a little. So I'm not too sure about that.
No, when you want to enjoy the cake, like several hours before you want to enjoy it, take it out of the freezer. And then it'll thaw out. And then after you have a couple slices at room temperature, if you want to put it in the fridge to keep it cool, then that's normal. Like, treat it like a cake.
It's a cake. I just see a whole family sitting around staring at this cake. What are we going to do with this?
This is much like the Da Vinci Code. Something that's going to require some significant effort to figure out. Why did Hawk send us this riddle?
Text Hawk. Get a hint.
I can't believe that. And I'm assuming they don't send instructions with it like they do the pizza, because who the hell would need instructions to thaw out a cake?
Yep, no instructions.
Of course not.
You haven't eaten it yet?
No, they don't know what to do with it.
Is it in the oven?
It's in the oven right now.
They have no idea what to do with it.
No, but what kind of instructions
is that?
Take it out.
They're just staring.
What kind of instructions is that? Oh, just leave it out. No, I don't want to just leave it out.
What further instructions do you need? Honestly, take knife, slice cake, put on plate, take fork, make piece, put in mouth. What instructions would you need? I can't even believe this.
I mean, had you just answered the text message, we could have avoided
this. I thought you were joking. I thought you were joking. I cannot believe that.
I don't know how to make
frozen cake. I don't know what to do with it.
It's like an apple pie. You ever get those apple pies? You throw them in the freezer a couple months later. You put them in the oven. They're good as new. Good as new.
Right.
Like they were just baked.
Right, but they don't have frosting on them. Do you understand what would happen if you put a frosted chocolate cake in the oven?
It would defrost much quicker than just leaving it out, I'll tell you that.
Put it in the microwave.
My God. I am stunned. All right, we're back live now. That was the tape. That truly, I'm telling you, that might have been 7 minutes of the greatest radio that you'll ever hear, because it is so genuine.
Yeah, it is.
We cannot believe it.
His mom texted him during it.
I mean, she was mortified. And so Lana, I mean, threw her under the bus.
That was a family conversation.
I go, why were you going to bake a frosted? Ask Deborah. I mean, immediately threw her under the bus. That is genuinely one of my favorite radio segments of all time. So I hope everybody enjoyed that little Thanksgiving feast of radio for you. 4 o'clock hour is coming up, and we're just getting started, by the way.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.